on the pier where the sign reads, "No intentional shark catching." Sharks 3 feet or under must be hand-lined and immediately released. Sharks over 3 feet must immediately be released by cutting the line. No bullshit, you people. Break the rules and get a fine of $500 and 30 days in jail. Here we are, all of us tourists, waiting for a table at the pier restaurant, hanging around in lazy shorts and sunburns and lumpy tote bags. We can smell the end of our vacations in the briny air. We dread going back to our boring lives of, "They've got one," someone shouts. Two guys in their 20s are pulling it up, hand over hand, excitement pulsing from them like mist from a Whole Foods vegetable sprayer. Dozens of us go on red alert, rushing to the fray. The little shark, a two-footer, whips its body, a gray-white, nothing-but-muscle missile, back and forth with such formidable force that the two captors strain all four biceps to hold on, hold on, hold on, Jesus, hold on, and try to work the awful hook from its mouth. They jiggle it, twist it, tug it backward through the wound they've caused. Pull, 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 pull. They're frantic but poised, like NICU docs, aching to get a preemie to breathe. They hurry to their tackle box, flip it open, grab some pliers, and sure enough, we rubberneckers are right there with them, moving from one side of the pier to the other, like Charlie Brown's gang shuffling over to decorate the dejected evergreen with Snoopy's store-bought sparkles. We have become a conjoined blob, shapeless, and also shameless, every last one of us. I feel all of a sudden like an asshole. I try to find a kindred spirit. "Look at us," I say. "We're shark paparazzi." No one looks at me. No one laughs. Gotta hold the cell phone steady to capture this shark ourselves, our own catch of the day. It thwacks and snaps as though the end of the entire angry galaxy has been poured like gunpowder into this enraged tube of fish body. It longs to unleash its sea fury on these two hook-wielding fuckers and on all the paparazzi fuckers who are saying things like, "Look at him fight," and "Isn't it weird how it looks like he's smiling?" Yes, smiling. Not the grimace of a child pushed into a family's holiday photo. More like the grin of Beelzebub, or a parade queen runner-up picturing jolly retribution to come. The hook will not budge. The shark needs water. They cut the line and toss it over the side of the pier to the audience below the surface. Eels and horseshoe crabs. Miles of kelp, sand dollars piled up like poker chips. The show is over. We'll go eat dinner now. Scroll through our photos between bites of today's special, crab cakes, and maybe order dessert before walking back to our rented condo to pack our bags. Tomorrow we'll gas up the car and head for home to face the smothering list of things we came here to forget. Like the fact that we couldn't really afford any kind of vacation, but our desperation won out. I start to forgive the group of gawkers, me included, for the bright burdens we carry around our necks like neon pool noodles, and for the great humiliating need we sometimes have to see a creature struggling that isn't us.